Shalom, everyone. The Gemara in Baba Metzia in several pages is discussing the issue of tzar ba'alei chayim, causing animals pain. Is it allowed? Is it not allowed? And what do we do with it? And the truth is that it's a really complicated issue because there's nowhere in the Torah that explicitly says that it's not allowed to hurt animals. But even though in Baba Metzia, in a few places and other masachtot, we hear that tzar ba'alei chayim, causing animals pain, is isur deoraita, it's forbidden from the Torah. So there are different verses, different psukim that different chachamim are saying, this is a pasuk that proves that tzar ba'alei chayim is forbidden from the Torah. Some say it's from the story of Bil'am hitting his aton, because the angel is rebuking him for hitting it. Some say that that in Sefer Dvarim, you know, where we are directed to give water both to the people and to the animals. But the truth is that according amongst the Rishonim, there is a machloket whether it is really from the Torah, is it really deoraita, or is it just, you know, is it just as if it is deoraita and it's not a real isur and a real love and not something we were not allowed to do from the Torah. Another point that I think it's important to mention in this discussion is the fact that the beginning of creation, what Bereshit is telling us, is that God created the world and gave us fruit, vegetables, kol tzomer, everything that grows for you and for the animals to eat. And it's only after the mabul that we are allowed, we get a special permission to eat meat, to eat animals, but not the blood. In other words, we have to be very careful about how we shocked in the animal and removing the blood, not eating the blood. And I think it all comes from the same root, which we'll discuss in a minute. I'll just remind you, and you can look it up. I think there is an English in Safaria that Rav Kook, Rav Avraham Avraham Kook, is there's a whole essay that he wrote about the fact that there's a connection between being a vegetarian, not eating meat, and peace in the world. You can go check that out. And I am sharing my sources, and let's see. Okay. So Baba Metzia in few pages, 32, 33, and we'll see in a minute also for 85 and in other places. The Gemara says, you know, that the Tanaim learned that the requirement to prevent suffering to animals is by a Torah law, and Tzar Balei Chaim Deoraita. And the different psukim that Chachamim are bringing in order to prove that, it's either, you know, psukim that we already discussed in our Masechet and also in Baba Kama, when you see the ass of your enemy lying under its burden and would refrain from raising it, you must nevertheless raise it with him, okay? Because you're causing pain not only to your enemy, but also to the chamor and the donkey, and the ass, they don't need to suffer from your relationship with that person. And another pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, you shall not muzzle an ox while it is threshing. Okay, in other words, don't cause more work and more pain for the ox while it's working. And as I mentioned, some also say, and it's the Rambam, for example, it comes from Bil'am, and the messengers of God said to Bil'am, why have you bitten your ass these three times? It is I who came out as an adversary for their errand in your obnoxious to me. Okay, in other words, if there is a rebuke by the messenger, by the angel of God to Bil'am, why did you have to hit your ass three times? You know, it means that the Torah doesn't like us to do that, doesn't like us to hurt animals for no good reason. There's another famous story that comes in Baba Metzia in page 85, a very famous story about Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, again, the editor of the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, we know that he suffered from a lot of illness, and the doctors send him up to Tzipori to have a fresh air up there on the mountains. And the Gemara in page 85 is asking, why was he suffering so much? And the answer the Gemara is giving is an amazing one. The Gemara is telling us a story that one day Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was walking down the street, and he saw a group of agalim, of baby cows, on their way to be slaughtered. And one of these baby calves, ran to get out of the group and ran under the coat of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was sending him and saying, go as you were created for this purpose. And it was said in heaven, since he was no compassion towards the calf, let afflictions come upon him. So it's amazing. It's midah keneged midah. Rabbi didn't show compassion over the calf, even though he knew this is what he was supposed to go to, but he didn't show any mercy, any compassion. Therefore, he's going to have those sufferings. And the Gemara continues to say that what happened, that they were removed from him, it happened when he one time in his house, and the pain left him due to another incident. One day, the maidservant of Rabbi was sweeping the house, and there were young weasels lying about, and she was in the process of sweeping them out. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said to her, let them be, as it is written, the Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. And they said in heaven, since he was compassionate, we shall be compassionate on him, and he was removed over from his miseries. So we see that the Gemara brings a story to make a point about, even on a calf that is clearly needed to go be slaughtered for food, there should be compassion upon him. There's another famous midrash. I'm sure you know it's been told about David HaMelech and Yaakov Avinu and Moshe. They were all shepherds. And the Midrash in Shmot Rabbah is saying, our teachers have said, once while Moshe, our teacher, was tending his father-in-law Yitro's sheep, one of the sheep ran away, and Moshe ran after it until it reached a small shaded place. There the lamb came across the pool and began to drink. As Moses approached the lamb, he said, I did not know you ran away because you were thirsty. You are so exhausted. He then put the lamb on his shoulders and carried him back. And the Holy One said, since you tend the sheep of human beings with such overwhelming love, be your life, I swear you shall be the shepherds of my sheep Israel. In other words, the attitude of Moshe Rabbeinu, the mercy, the compassion that he had over the lamb that was tired and small, God is saying, this is the leader that I need for people. If you're good towards animals, you'll be good towards people. Unfortunately, we know in Jewish history that there were people in the Second World War and the Holocaust, Nazis that were good to animals or not good to people. But in Am Yisrael, it's the opposite. The fact that Moshe could show so much compassion towards a living creature who is not a human being, God said, this is the leader that I want. And indeed, when we come to the reasons of Tzar Ba'al Chaim, whether it's Deoraita literally, or whether it's just a direction that the Torah wants us to go with, Maimonides, for example, in the Guides of the Perplexed is saying, in regard of what we read from Bil'am, there is a rule laid down by our sages that it is directly prohibited in the law to cause pain to an animal, and it's based on the words, "Wherefore hast you smitten thee thine ass?" Okay, what the pasuk that we read about the Bil'am. But the object of this rule, again, why is it forbidden? The object of this rule is to make us perfect, that we should not assume cruel habits, and that we should not usually cause pain uselessly cause pain to others, that on the contrary, we should be prepared to show pity and mercy to all living creatures, except when we necessity demands the contrary. When thee shall long to eat flesh, again, when we need to eat, but even when it says that when we need to eat flesh, we should not kill the animal when it's allowed to eat flesh, we should not kill animals for the purpose of practicing cruelty or for the purpose of play. Okay, this is forbidden only when it's necessary. Otherwise, we should keep away from hurting and killing animals for no good reason. And Sefer Chinuch is saying similar thing. It has been said as to the reason for shechita from the neck and with a checked knife, that we not cause more pain to an animal than is necessary, because the Torah allowed people to eat animals and to use them for all his needs, but not to pain them for no reason. And the sages have already spoken out at length about the prohibition of harming animals in Baba Metzia and in Shabbat on the question of whether it is forbidden from the Torah. And they conclude that apparently it is a Torah prohibition. Okay, it's not clearly, but apparently it is a Torah prohibition. And in terms of not using an animal at the time of its work, says the Chinuch, it is from the roots of the commandment that it is to teach ourselves that our souls be as a good soul that chooses what is right and clinging to it and pursues kindness and mercy, and in our accustoming it to this, even with animals that were only created to serve us, to be concerned for them and to distribute them portion of the toil of their flesh, the soul will be taking for itself the way for this habit. And to do good to people and to guard from taking access away from them for anything that is appropriate for them, and to repay their reward according to all of the good that they do, and to state them with that upon which they toiled. And it is fitting for the holy chosen nation to follow this way. Okay, we need to teach ourselves mercy and kindness, and pursue that, and get as far away as we can from anything which is not appropriate from the chosen nation. In Shulchan Aruch, in Even HaEzer, the Rama is making a remark, and he's saying anything needed for the healing or other reason, there is no prohibition of causing pain to animals. And therefore, it is permitted to pluck the feathers of wild geese, and there is no potential problem of causing pain to animals. Nevertheless, says the Rama, the world withholds from it because of its cruelty. There are things that are permitted, but they are acts of cruelty. And even though they're permitted, we need to keep away from those things that can really harden our souls and harden our behavior. And I brought two psukim from Tanakh that I believe are echoing that that request from us to not to be cruel. One from Proverbs in Mishlei: a righteous man knows the needs of his beast, but the compassion of the wicked is cruelty. Okay, in other words, if you want to tell the difference between a righteous person and a cruel person, see how they treat their animals and you will know. And the last pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, 145, as we know, it's Ashrei. In the there are different verses in Ashrei that really teaches us to have compassion, like God has compassion on its entire creation. And the psukim say, Hashem is good to all, and his mercy is upon all his work. And the eye of all look to you expectantly, and you give them their food when it is due. You give it open-handedly, feeding every creature to its heart's content. And as God is acting like this with all his creature, we as well should follow the footsteps of God and be mercy upon all creatures in the world, and limit to a minimum suffering that we cause animals. And this is a good learning for people who want to practice being merciful and kind. Don't forget also the animals around us.